Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. I am back. I just want to make sure that I do everything to make sure that this presentation goes smoothly as possible. And this is Go Beyond Abundance, Begin to Manifest What You Want. Part of this is that I wanted to do a representation of everything that's been going on. Like I told you guys, there's a lot that's been affecting business and it's been affecting my presentations. But this time, I want to make sure this presentation was done well and done and executed perfectly and at least to the best of my integrity and to my entirety. I wanted to make sure I didn't have any more issues as far as sound and also internet and things like that. Y'all know that I have actually went off about a lot of that because it's habitual, patternistic and abusive and divisive, and I don't appreciate it. So I wanted to say hello, hello, everybody. This is Cece, your life, wellness, health coach, divorce coach, and as well as your business mentor, manager, and things like that. So when you book your appointments at Don Diva Coaching, INCC Coaching, or IMCC for your specialty appointments or teamworld.online, make sure you do that. $INCC Coaching, $Don Diva Coaching, $TeamWorldOnline, and $Talk Radio Diva. And those are for donations, act in kind, to be continued business growth and making sure that we do everything in our charitable endeavors for each one of the companies. For phone numbers, 833-IMCC, 833 for my appointment, and then 833 book me too. And again, the website is imcccoaching.com for IAMers, and then Don Diva Coaching for regular everyday people, and then imcc.com for your specialty appointments, teamworld.online for children, adolescents, young adults. So let's get into it. So we've been talking about the Abundance to Love series, and as you can see, I've updated the actual banners and everything else for you guys to see it at Talk Radio on Twitter. And I want you guys to make sure that you guys tune into the webinars and everything else. Those webinars are specifically for the month of February, heart month of love. So I wanted to make sure that we manifest love all through the rest of this month. You know, I get a lot of hate outside of that, a lot of hate, envy, and things like that. But here's the thing. Everything's all about making sure that I do everything that's incredibly good and present it well to you all, and making sure that the presentations are running smoothly. Again, the number is 833-IMCC, 833 for my appointment for Don Diva Coaching, 833, book me too for Team World Online for children, adolescents, young adults, imcccoaching.com for IAMers, Beacons, and then dondivacoaching.com for regular everyday citizens, and then teamworld.online for children, adolescents, young adults, Cash App or IMCC Coaching, Don Diva Coaching, and Team World Online, and Talk Radio Diva for the radio station. And if you'd like to do monthly donations, you can do it at talkradiodiva.com. You could do either one-time donation, or you could do it every month and have it drafted. So when we think about learning action steps and implementation, we were talking about this in the last, the different steps of how to get there by reducing expectations, changing our vocabulary, showing gratitude, and then on top of focusing on what we want and being mindful. That was part of implementation. The other part to that was the growth model and things like that, which is will, options, and reality, and then on top of that, the goal to grow. So, and then when we talk about the other things that we talked about before with the growth model mindset, and that's what that was, and then we're going prior to the scarcity mindset versus the abundance mindset and change. So we've gotten all the way up to 10 modules so far, right? So from the growth model, we've already realized that we have to have a goal, we have to have reality, and then we have to have options, and then we have to have the will to do so. Then we talked about the implementation again, like I said, and then figuring out how to be grateful, mindful, and have gratitude. Just so you guys know, on IMCC.com, IMCC Coaching, for your actual specialty appointments at IMCC.com, you have a gratitude journal. We also have it at IMCC Coaching, and we also have Don Diva Coaching as well. And we also have it on teamworld.online for children, adolescents, young adult heart. You get gratitude journals. So we're going to talk in depth about gratitude, and that's part of the implementation formula, but we're going to move into the actual manifestation of that and how to go beyond abundance to gratitude in manifesting what you want. So when we think about writing in a daily gratitude journal, that's the reason I was bringing that up. So heart gratitude. We got to learn how to figure out how these actions help other people and ourselves. And we think about how to move from scarcity mindset to abundance mindset and mostly manifest whatever we desire in this life. So when we think about writing in a daily gratitude journal, that's the reason why I decided to put gratitude journals up there on Don Diva Coaching, IMCC Coaching, Teamworld.online for children, adolescents, young adults, and for Don Diva Coaching for everyday personnel people, any, if you're military, non-military, if you're civilian sector, it doesn't matter, as long as you like to have something and some gratitude cards, you make sure that you have an abundance of love and be able to write down what you're gratitude and grateful about. So when we think about this, that's why I put them on there, so you guys can grab those on INCC.com, INCCcoaching.com, TeamWorld.online, and DonDivaCoaching.com, and also Talk Radio Diva. So when we talk about gratitude and being grateful and what we're doing to be present in our life, we're thinking about a great way to attract more positive experiences and change. So when we think about these are happening things in our life and our experiences, appreciation. When we think about appreciation, I took some days off to self-care. I sure did. Here's why. I said I'm grateful to have a roof over my head. I'm grateful to have food, but I've got to take better care of myself. On top of that, address all these issues at large and then take a breather and take a break because it was really starting to get on my own nerves. And I was thinking to myself, how can you express appreciation towards people around your life and in general? Part of that is taking care of myself. So I've been doing all my little facials and doing all kind of cute stuff, trying to get all my skin tight and right. And, you know, look out. So with that, with positive motivated thinking, I said, you know what, I'm going to get some rest. Y'all know I've been having a lot of sleep disturbance and a lot of things that have been happening outside of business that have been affecting my business. And then on top of that, affecting presentation, that was including the IT antics and the provoke, the gaslight, the cable company, and several levels of disruptions to my life. So y'all saw me erupt and go off about it because it's habitual. It's been going on for a very long time. So with that being said, I had to take a breather. I was like, you know what? Let me woosaw and get myself together. Because what I didn't want you guys to see is me totally just get to a point of, you know, and I didn't want that. So with that being said, I want you guys to understand that you have to go and appreciate your life and your life in general and also going around you. And I didn't want you guys to see me spazzing like that. And I spazzed. But anyways, we had an unpack session, y'all. I was up till like 3 o'clock that night after that session. And everybody's like, are you good? Are you okay? I'm like, no, I'm not okay. But I had to get to a point of ascension and explain to everybody what was going on. They're like, we know it's been going on for a long time. So, you know, my viewers that have been part, very much so grateful and mindful of what I've been going through, personal, intimate part, with violence, the provoking gaslight, emotional bullying, the business damage and the rhetoric and the things that have been going towards me and happening where I'm reacting and everybody's like seeing me going, beep, 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 you got me messed up, beep, 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 I'm sick of this, beep, beep, beep. You know, I had to get to that point that I was like, yo, I'm grateful for the people who actually support me. So I had to think about you all. I was like, do I want people to see me angry and upset all the time? Or do I need to let people see me cool, calm, collected, and address all these things and improve my argument? So I took me some time off. Sure did. Because I realized that situational depression and provoking gaslight don't work together. It's like oil and water and deciding to put some gasoline on an already dumpster fire. Think about what I just said. When you express appreciation for your viewers and the people who are there to help you with an abundant life, heart, and then also to be grateful and mindful, I had to think about this. When you're in a space of appreciation and appreciation for those that are helping you to grow, I focus on the guys and girls that are important. So you guys and gals and those in between who identify as either a guy or gal, so I hate community. Thank you so much for being here for me. Thank you so much for moving mountains for me when sometimes I don't know how. Because a lot of the times, you know, being Asperger syndrome, high functioning, I've had to deal with some dysfunctional, out of order, completely despicable, low life BS, and it's affected my business. And y'all know I'm passionate about my business, so y'all saw it, beep, 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 and, you know, the ghetto. I mean, I was upset. I wanted to laugh with you guys so we could talk about manifesting thankfulness and mindfulness and being thankful for everybody and your spark team and your support team. Some of it has been some of you angels here on the internet who have been there and said, you know what, you can keep going. Don't worry about them. Just, for about lack of better words, F them. You know, and I have people who just really came and they just went to windmilling and coming back for me. They're just like, you know what, we know you're good at what you do. We love you. And, you know, it was like a feeling that washed over me of gratitude and humbleness and gratefulness because I was like, so y'all understand? You know, I was like, so you get why I'm angry? They're like, yeah, because you've been going through this and we've seen it for 2 or 3 years. What, we don't expect you not to be mad. We're waiting for you to just go off. I'm like, really? They're like, yeah, because this is long overdue. You got to get this out of your system because it's erupting you and it's making you angry and this is not you. We know that. So I want to tell you guys the power of positive thinking. When you think that everybody's against you, when there are people who are there who are windmilling, they're like air fighting, they're like, yo, we're not going to let you go down by yourself like this. You didn't do anything wrong. We know this. So when I tell you about the power of manifestation and having people come along and help you through the healing process, the grief process, all the frustrations, I'm starting to really start to let it go and have the power of yes. So I want you guys to understand the yes to the universe, yes to the law of attraction, law of boundaries, law of abundance, law of implementation, change. So I want you guys to understand that it can get to that point that you have to change. I had to change my approach when I was explaining everything because there's times where I was yelling, screaming at the top of my lungs. And there was just nothing but grief and anger. So I want you guys to understand that once you're moving yourself out of the scarcity mindset and thinking that nobody cares, that nobody's there for you, you can get to a point where it attracts limitations and things like that, and moving to an abundance mindset, which allows you to open and give and receive. So the more that I opened up to you guys about what was going on, the more people understood it and they began to realize, hey, yo, Shorty's going through a lot of stuff. Shorty's going through a lot of private things that are affecting her business. We get it. So when I opened up to you guys, it helped me to a point to realize that I'm going through grieving. I'm going through a level of recovery. I'm having to go past post-separation abuse and coercive control, financial abuse and economic abuse and damage to business, and it's not the first time that it happened. So I had to talk with my viewers and talk with everybody, let you guys in my world so that you know that I'm not nutty or loose world hurt. So expressing self-love is part of it. So we're going to that part. I want you guys to understand we often hear, and we should not be selfish, or that we shouldn't be kind or show compassion towards others or to ourselves. You know, I spent most of my life, and I will tell you guys this story, a little short one. I spent most of my life taking care of everybody else, but not taking care of myself. I barely did the bare minimum, meaning I made sure that everybody else was good, everybody's birthdays, everybody's anniversaries, everybody's this, that, and the other. But my baby pointed out, Mommy, do you ever take care of yourself? And I sat there and I was like, what? I was like, I take care of you. She said, no. Did you just hear what you just said? You take care of me, but did you take care of yourself? So as a mouth of babes, this little mini me who sits up there, she's mini big me, she's taller than me. She's like, Mommy, you don't take care of yourself. She's like, Granny, all you do is take care of everybody else. So when that happened, I sat down and I was like, what is she saying? What is she legitimately saying to me? She's telling me, Mommy, you never sit down. Mommy, you work too hard. Mom, I'm going to sit on you if you don't take a break. So I sat down and thought about this. Do I express self-love? Think about what I just said. I had to think, when's the last time I've ever taken time to pamper myself? When's the last time I decided to take a nap and just snooze? It felt good to do that the last couple of days. I was like, you know what? I need some sleep. I work around the clock, 15, 18 hours a day, trying to get everything organized and done. I'm just one person. I'm trying to get all these businesses up and running. You know, when you can't afford to have all these different things out at the same time, you do it yourself. But I found myself falling in the same rut that I did when I was in college. I'm working a part-time job, which is almost close to the equivalent of full-time, but it's supplementing my fixed income. So literally, I was working a part-time job up to that many hours, plus going to school, putting myself through college, plus building businesses. And I didn't think about this. Did I express any self-love while I was going to college? I took care of everybody but me. No wonder I crashed. No wonder I got sick. So when we think about, we often hear, we should not be selfish, we should be kind and show compassion towards others. In reality, self-love is not selfish. And in fact, it's putting others, ourselves, as a priority so that we can be our best self in our life and be present for others. Because I will tell you, when I was in my recovery group with others who've been through intimate partner violence, emotional abuse, torment, provoked gaslight, and things like that, and levels of narcissistic abuse recovery, I sat down and I thought about it. When I looked at other people and where I'm at, some people are now just getting there, where they are just realizing they're just in the beginning of their term of trying to learn the terms of what they went through, what happened to them. And a lot of the times you feel like you're coming up from a bad nightmare, a bad dream, and you're thinking to yourself, no, this didn't really happen. And then when you get to the harsh reality, yes, this really did happen, things did alter my life, things did get to a point that they actually detrimentally altered my life and who I am as a person and how I react to things, I forgot to love myself. So when we talk about the abundance of love theory, heart, we're talking about loving yourself. We're talking about the priority to put ourselves first before we put others first. So when we think about this, being your best self means you have energy and a state of mind that allows you to be present and love who you are and take accountability that maybe you're not taking care of yourself, not self-loving, self-caring yourself. And then by appreciating yourself more and accepting that you don't need to be perfect to receive love. I used to think that I had to be proactive, Patty, you know, kind of like Patricia on Why Did I Get Married? Because Patricia had her perfect life, but Patricia portrayed it to everybody else. Her life was perfect, but it was draining right behind closed doors. Her marriage was falling apart. You know, her relationship was falling apart. She lost her babies, and she didn't grieve properly. I've been through that. So when I think about all of that, I was thinking to myself, God, you know, I feel like I conducted my life like proactive Patty, proactive Patricia, and nothing was ever getting resolved internal. You know, and the self-love there was just like all demolished because of several multi-layers, multi-perpetrator, multi-district torts. I think that affected my life. So when we think about this, receiving love, you're shifting your mind to be more able and open to receive. And if you're able to receive love from yourself, then you can receive love from others, correct? And then we think about quickly, the love is more to present in your life. So when you think about manifest destiny and we think about all these different things of self-love, like I told you guys about, I want you guys to understand that when we went over that tutorial and seminar about self-love. Because when we think about avoiding stress and we think about everything that comes along with stress and not self-loving yourself, we forget how to be a lover to ourselves, not just somebody else being forgetting how to be a lover to us and our marriages, our relationship, our dating life, but we forget to love ourselves internally. And when we think about avoiding stress and we think about those techniques, we're going to talk about all that overlapping in the next lesson. But I want you guys to understand that wellness and the mindset and having a healthy mindset of sleeping like you're supposed to, eating like you're supposed to, having a balanced balanced diet and hydration and things like that, that's all important. So I want you guys to understand that and the law of what you want. Because when we think about the law of what you want is what you attract, that's part of it. So when we think about this, we think about the first law. The law of attraction exercise is really getting what you want. And we think about if you have to hear the movie, The Secret, and you've heard about the law of attraction as well, you understand that the law of attraction is something that simplifies and comes from your way. You have to put a little effort into it yourself, and as well as being abundant and mindful in that and being present. So when you think about this, the more you're comfortable and compatible with yourself and self-love, the more you will attract positive experiences, opening your arms to welcome abundance into your life. So when you think about this, receiving that with open arms. So when you think about the law of attraction, The Secret, and you think about how that works in your life, in your lifestyle, you have to think about there are techniques that you can use in order to make the law of attraction work for yourself. And you think about that in abundance mindset, manifest mindset, and then gratefulness and mindfulness. So when we think about opening it up with open arms, we think about some people are really uncomfortable receiving help. When we think about gifts or a compliment from a friend, but it's easier for the case for yourself if you love yourself and you need to learn how to say thank you and stop trying to find excuses to express what you want or what you need. And that is the law of attraction, law of manifestation. So when you think about this, are you worthy of receiving? Yes. So it's a law of yes. So when you think about this, it doesn't matter in what form you're refusing to receive. You have to think about turning that around and saying, I want this. I am able to receive this. I am grateful. Heart, I am grateful. I am grateful. So when you think about this, when you do so, you're sending a message to the universe and the law of attraction, law of manifestation, and a level of ascension. You're thinking that you're not worthy, but once you say, I am worthy, I am capable, I want, I need, I can, I need help. When you begin to manifest and open up your mouth, enunciating and saying, I need, I want, I can, I am, heart, I am grateful for help. So when you think about all these different things and you start today by learning to say thank you for your help, thank you for your input, thank you, I need you, thank you, therefore, I want you, but I need you. I need the help. I need the abundance. I need the manifestation. I need the ascension. So do you see what I declared in the law of attraction? The universe, whatever I put out, I'll get back because I want to grow. I need to grow. I want to heal. I want to recover. I am going to recover. I am growing. I am in the growth model and the manifest mindset. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when we think about manifesting abundant life, we have to receive everything with arms wide open. So no matter what you're refusing to receive, start changing that mind from a scarcity mindset to say, I am open to receive. And my third eye, my eternal circle, my all-seeing eye, my mark, I'm looking at this and opening up that third eye, that pineal gland, and saying to myself, I am abundant. I am ready to receive. I am ready to heal. I am becoming a better mindful person. I am grateful for all the help that I receive. Heart. Now, do you understand? So seeing the opportunities and difficulties, this is where we're going to talk about this so that you guys understand when I finish up with the law of attraction, how this works. In the difficulties and how I've been recovering have been ups and downs. It looks a little bipolar, but it's not. It is levels of how, there. Well, like they say, what is it called? There's levels to this. There's levels to everything, and we're all playing on different levels with different devils. So when we think about all these different things in the abundance mindset and manifest destiny mindset and the abundance mindset, we have to get to a point of perceiving obstacles as something as not negative, but more as an opportunity to grow and go into the abundance mindset, advanced mindset, unified mindset, and begin to look at our eternal circle of how we think, what we do, and our whole universe. So when you think about the eternal circle, the all-seeing eye, that mark, we have to become illuminated in that mindset and begin to manifest that, but you got to start looking at obstacles in another manner, like I have. Because like I told you guys, I had to get out of my system because I need to yell it out. If I could go on a whole mountaintop and scream to the top of the mountain, they would hear a scream of blood-curdling shrimp because I'm so tired and emotionally tired because of the poisonous environment, the levels of detriment, the torment, the provoke, the grief, the pain within. So the pain in my soul had to come out and me be able to scream it out, talk it out, and punch the air, ear fight, and windmill because I'm tired. So when we think about this, you think about taking that opportunity. I took some downtime. I said, you know what? Y'all not going to catch me slipping again. So here's what we're going to do. Trust and learn from those obstacles and trust that something better is coming my way. Then on top of that, for everything I lost, something will manifest itself tenfold better than what I lost. So when we think about this, the less time we spend on being angry, frustrated with the obstacle or those that create the obstacles or things like that, the more time and energy we have to find opportunity and a solution ahead, we think about everything that is possible and to strengthen ourselves, to strengthen that mental muscle, our brain, and then begin to look at what Gabrielle Bernstein has, the lovely quote of obstacles are detours in the right direction. So think about what I just said. Obstacles are detours to the right direction. So I had to get to the point to look at the direction that I'm headed in and say to myself, is this worth it? Is this good? Hi there. Yeah. So when we talk about these different things, yeah, it is interesting. So when we think about this, we're going to go to the levels of understanding living an abundant life is available of all individuals of this earth. You can manifest this in the majesty of being calm. It's just like being royal. If you can understand how Her Majesty, Her Highness, HRH, Queen Elizabeth does, and she sits back and she's very, very mindful and she's very graceful and things like that, she might be mad as a wet hornet, but guess what? She's operating in the level of majesty of the art of mastering calm. So part of that is depending on the mindset by applying tips provided and how I put these little seminars and webinars for you guys and the abundance of love, heart, that you guys can surround yourself and allow yourself to manifest the life that you want and have that fire within you to begin to desire your life, speak it into existence, and then become a level of a thing, the majesty of being calm. So when you think about this, Her Majesty, you think to yourself, Your Highness, how that person operates in a level of diplomacy, grace, style, calm, even when mad. So it was something I had to think about for the last couple of days, and then it'll take time for us to adapt to our new behaviors. And a lot of that is said it takes about 21 days to form a habit and a lifetime to break it. So I'm trying to go with this whole narrative. It is, 28 days in February? So we have to think about this. We don't have 31 days. We have 28 days. So we got a margin for error here. So 21 days to formulate this habit, be patient with ourselves, and then on top of that, give ourselves time to learn and manifest this with habit change. So when we think about this, success doesn't happen overnight. But it can happen with small steps towards the direction that we want to go. But the more that we find ourselves with an abundant mindset, the more we'll realize that life has more, and it will change a lot. And so will our circumstances. And if you feel like it's rich and abundant, it can be rich and abundant, and it's possible for you to be able to learn. So when we think about this, success is not an overnight thing, like I just said. But the success formula is that manifesting the growth model, implementation, change, and beginning to go towards the from the scarcity mindset to the abundance mindset, illuminating that, and then your third eye begins to go have a ray of light. And then you think about the eternal circle of the people around you. You begin to build a pyramid on a foundation of bricks that are thrown against you, but you can stand on that pyramid at the top peak and begin to have the majesty of calm. So when we think about all these different things, you adapt to those behaviors because you're beginning to manifest that. And on the other hand, you want to change something in your life. An abundant mindset will empower you. Then you think about to take control of your life, implement the changes that help you to your success. And then you can find abundant, happy, fulfilling life. And even though you may not be rich, but it doesn't matter. You're rich in wellness, mental health, emotional health. Then on top of that, if you need more adequate help with it, you'll be able to talk to a therapist, psychiatrist, psychologist, and then begin to look at paraprofessionals. And if your life is like my life and it was a train wreck behind closed doors, nobody knew it, then you have to get to a point that you talk to a therapist and a specialist from dealing with all of that and then begin to normalize over a period of time. And like I told you guys, being destabilized so long, I had to get to a point of stable. And, of course, you know, like when I tell you that it's okay for a therapist to see a therapist because some therapists do. I've sat in a group and watched a therapist say, yeah, I want to be present for my other clients. I have a life and I have a husband from hell. And guess what? I have to go see someone to deal with him, let alone be present for my clients. So think about this. Us paraprofessionals sometimes go see somebody. We got to talk to somebody too. So when you call 833-IMCC, 833 for my appointment, Don Diva Coaching, or 833-BOOK-ME-TOO for children, adolescents, young adults, or for Team World Abundance Mindset, Destination Motivation, get up, get out, and do something. Don't let the world pass you by. The law of attraction is there. So when you go and talk to me, I want to build this rapport with you guys and be authentic with you guys. Of course, my life will get a lot better, but my personal life will not meld into my professional life, and I want you guys to know what was going on. And I felt embarrassed telling you guys, but in the beginning, and it was like, you know what, let me just take this as a catalyst to make a documentary of a success story of a person who's been through professional life upheaval and things happening and an abundance mindset and showing you that you can get there from here only if you tell people and you begin to open to receive for help. So IMCCCoaching.com is open for booking, and DonDivaCoaching.com is open for booking, and TeamWorld.online is open for booking. We're doing a remote coaching, and IMCC for specialty appointments is open for booking. Check out the websites. I've revamped them, updated them, and you can go donate to our Cash App to IMCC Coaching, $, DonDivaCoaching, $, TeamWorldOnline, and Talk Radio Diva, the actual blog radio that we have, and that's a radio station for Talk Radio Diva, and we do a lot of different podcasts and things like that there, and you'll hear the different segments as I get that growing and things like that. So your donations and your acts in kind for Cash App, $ IMCC Coaching, $ Don Diva Coaching, $ Team World Online, and $ Talk Radio Diva is to expand each business and also begin to manifest more content for you guys and bring you the latest in date of things that I have going on at Talk Radio Diva as well as the coaching station and everything else. So I hope you guys understand everything. And CC, your life wellness coach, health coach, divorce coach, business coach, and mentor, I wanted to make sure. And you guys have been wonderful towards me. So I think so. Thank you guys so much for all of that. And I think that with that, we're going to get into the law of attraction so that we can begin to understand that when you learn how to meditate and use creative visualization, it helps you with the vision. So that's why I told you guys about that little exercise we did the other day about sitting in that rocking chair at 90 years old and being able to visualize a manifestation of abundance mindset from scarcity mindset and becoming limitless from limiting beliefs and then scarcity-based thinking. So we're going and moving away from scarcity-based thinking to limiting beliefs and going to limitless beliefs, team limitless, and team never quit. So when we think about this abundance mindset, we think about Team World Online for children, adolescents, young adults, and those that are going for destination motivation mindset and the abundance mindset, the unity mindset, the I am mindset for I am Illuminati mindset. Those are things that are all manifest destiny and help you to ascension and to a better version of yourself. So with that being said, I want you guys to understand normalizing the law of attraction and abundance and being able to become more mindful in how you operate, how you how you talk, and how you become more graceful in what you do. So I want you guys to understand that. It's easier said than done. Y'all know I'm feisty as I'll get out. Y'all know that I'm very direct and blunt. But even I learned how to go and take that majesty of gracefulness and being able to present to you guys in such a manner that you guys begin to continue to listen, hear, manifest. So, first and foremost, if you're interested in utilizing the law of attraction to its fullest potential, make sure that you begin each day with meditation, mindfulness, and a gratitude journal and a level of gratefulness of what's going on. So when you think about expressing your appreciation, that gratitude journal helps you to do that. So when you're writing down different things, and we've got a version of blue journal and purple journal, and then we're going to have some other journals, some cool ones, like for children, adolescents, young adults that y'all love on Teen World Online. I wanted you guys to understand that I have a lot of things that I'm working on in the works, and it's a lot to put up, and I'm one person, but I'm getting it done. So with that being said, creative visualization, I'm a brander. I love branding. I love putting things out there for you guys. So I want to make sure that I do everything in presentation the same way so you guys can see what I'm all about. So those banners, I made them. Those things that I did, I do that. So when I tell you about Dawn Diva Marketing, that's one of my businesses I started out with, branding and things like that, so you can get a visualization of the brand and how I operate and how I work. So as a certified life coach, wellness coach, health coach, divorce coach, and also business coach, small business to mid-level business and large corporations, when I speak to you guys, you got to manifest what you want. So the law of attraction right there and creative visualization is an example of what I do. So I want you guys to understand visualizing brings it to life. So when you manifest, I want my brand to brand out, do what I need to do, and do what I'm born and bred to do, and that is becoming a life coach, a wellness coach. I'm an HR background graduate of business management and things like that. So now I want you guys to understand that I'm more than well qualified to coach you, but also to help mentor you to get you to that mindset. It took a long time for me to get there, but I want you guys to understand it from the law of attraction besides just me. So when we talk about levels of creative visualization, it takes one step further by incorporating the feelings that you might have as you see yourself. So when you think about receiving the reward, the greater the risk, the greater the reward. When you think about getting the love that you desire, increasing your financial status, increasing your brand out, branding where you want to be, and manifesting where you want to be, part of that is the law of attraction. Think about what I just said. The law of attraction means that you go into, you tap into your inner light, your inner illuminated light, and you let it shine forth in your visualization. So when people see you, they say, oh, that's Cece. Oh, she's a wellness coach, life coach, health coach, divorce coach, and also a marital coach, and as well as a business brander and a strategic manager. So you hear that conviction in my voice saying, hey, this is what I do. This is what I'm good at doing. I'm doing what I'm born and bred to do because I have that gift of manifestation, law of attraction, abundance. I speak it to existence. So when we think about this, as you embrace the feelings of joy and happiness and gratitude, you'll see that more joy and happiness will enter your life, creating a visualization of, like I said, at 90 years old, you can see yourself looking back in your life, your legacy, and you can begin to use your emotions as less than triggers, but to trigger you to a mindset of abundance-based thinking instead of scarcity-based thinking. So learning the art of being grateful. When we think about learning the art of being grateful, let me tell you, it's easier said than done when you're going through something and you're feeling like you lost everything and you think like, oh, bother, everything is falling apart and you're feeling all kind of Eeyore. So when you think about being grateful, it means truly understanding a level of how much we already do without asking for any more. Being grateful for a roof over my head, being grateful for food in my house, being able to have a level of a warm blanket when I go to bed at night, that I'm not living harder than anybody else, that I actually have the small things that somebody would kill or die for. So when I think about that, I stop complaining. I stop thinking about I've got a miserable sociopath and narcopath instead of psychopath, sociopath who need to be in jail. And I just think about, okay, you know what? Y'all might be doing this and I might be setting me up for failure to be triggered and upset. But guess what? I address it to everybody what's going on. I know what I need to do. I have to lawyer up. I have to be able to get a defense and things like that should anything happen and I'll be just fine. But I spoke into existence, put it in God's hands that God will handle my enemies, foreign and domestic, and I can live an abundant life and be quite all right in the rollout and rebrand out and manifest that and speak into existence. So now you guys understand the law of attraction yet again. So being grateful also means understanding that we have so many things to be grateful for that are coming our way, plus also being grateful for what we have right now. So when we think about being grateful, it means truly understanding we already have to take a look around us and how much gratefulness we need to be to stand up and take a notice. And when you understand the simple blessings in life and the simple things in life, and you begin to go look outside and realize how great it looks outside, the sun's out, or you start looking at, oh, man, it's nice to sit out on my front porch. It's nice to be able to own a house. It's nice to have some businesses that I can work on. No matter how many times somebody goes and uses verbal vitriol against me, provokes and gaslights me, I have a home. I have a home-based business. I'm still manifesting, although there's COVID. I've got my I got a cute little mask so that I can be able to have it when I go outside and I social distance and things like that. So I want you guys to understand that I manifested how do I get through COVID on top of that in heart. Be grateful for my mask, helping me whenever I have an issue with my AC unit. I am learning how to just manifest and just live. So when I tell you guys how to be grateful, part of that is every day God wakes me up. There are days when I didn't want to wake up because I was going through too much, but that was grief. That was grief talking. That was levels of situational depression, environmental terrorism, domestic terrorism, provoked gaslight. I lost a lot. I dang near lost my career. But guess what? I thought about ways how could I land on my feet like a puma and sit there and say, you know what? I'm going to make it. So now you see me rebuilding and rebuilding back better than ever. And thank God for my registrar. Thank God for people who have been helping me to manifest that. So when we take a look around us, we start to understand simple blessings in life. I was able to be blessed to wake up. I'm blessed for my health to be coming back. I'm blessed to be getting better. My hair was falling out. I was stressed out. I was looking like a whole booger duck out here. It was terrible. So when I tell you that I'm starting to get better and I'm starting to feel better and I got to second lease on life, I'm grateful. Sure. So when we think about daily gratitude and writing in a journal, you're saying yes to the universe. I want you guys to understand that. So when we talk about looking at the joyful events in our life, the butterflies, the flowers, and when I used to see monarchs outside and I would get all happy when I see them, I would see the black and yellow monarch. I would see the orange and yellow monarch. And I would sit there and I'd be so happy. And I'd be like, oh my God, look at the little monarch babies and things like that. It made me happy. And I would think about my daughter. And I would think about the butterfly effect. And I would think about to myself, you know what? I feel like a butterfly in a chrysalis in a cocoon. And I finally broke free. And I'm just like, okay, fly. So when we think about this, writing down our own thoughts and writing in a gratitude journal, it helps us get what we want out of the law of attraction by writing it down and manifesting, what am I grateful for? What do I want out of life? And then on top of that, when you consciously control your own thoughts on a daily basis and control how you act and react, you think about sometimes you must control your thoughts on a moment-by-moment basis too, especially when you're going through trauma and PTSD or anything that happened to me. And so for any of you who come into my office as a life coach, wellness coach, health coach, divorce coach, and as certified wellness coach and health coach, and going on to my certifications in divorce, I want you guys to understand how important it is to manifest and say to yourself, no matter what I'm going through, I'll be able to manifest what I was born and bred to do, which is being a motivational speaker, a good mother, a good mentor, a good businesswoman, a good strategist, a good manager, a good leader. So when we think about this, I have to lead by example. It's not easy. Yes, I fell short, but the thing is, I own it. I own what I've done, what I've said, and I'm sorry, not sorry. I learned that you have to stand up in it no matter what you can possibly do or say or whatever is formed against you. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Think about that. So when you think about the law of manifestation, I put it out to the universe, ask God to take my pain away, my hurt away, my sorrows away, and each day by day, I'm learning how to heal each day. It does not mean that I'm so religious and this, that, and the other and Bible thumper, but I know that I'm not perfect. So thinking positively and concentrating on what we're grateful for helps us to that abundance mindset, and it allows us with a mindset that does not no longer attract limitations, but limitless and boundless levels of law of attraction. And then on top of that, by creating thoughts that show up that we wish for, we create it, we speak it into life, we implement it, we begin to change, and 21 days to formulate a habit and a lifetime to break it. So I'm not planning on breaking this habit of abundance mindset, unity mindset, and moving from a scarcity mindset, but to an abundant thinking mindset. So when we think about this, I want you guys to understand the law of attraction and law of abundance and receiving the rewards, and the greater the risk, the greater the reward. I took the risk to be a patriot. I took the risk to rebuild and rebuild during all of this. And yes, it's been detrimental to my business and brand and re-rollout, but I'm proud of it. I will do it all over again in a heartbeat. And when I tell you guys that as a mother, a life coach, a wellness coach, a divorce coach, and also a miracle counselor, the things that I have had to go through personal in my life qualify me to help people who are going through this. And I want you guys to understand, you can trust in me that I'm capable and more than capable of leading by example and more than capable as a brander and as your wellness coach, your health coach, your divorce coach, your business coach, small business, big business, mid to executive level of executives that come see me. Whenever you have a life change or something that happens to you, you can come sit in my office and realize that, hey, this lady's been through it. She's walked through it. I've watched her walk through it. She's crawled before she walked. She went, did everything possible to change her life. If she could do it, I can do it too. So I just want anybody to know that if you're a paraprofessional, you're going through things, come see me. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about how to rebuild and get your mind read right. Because sometimes our husbands, our wives, our spouses can actually work on us and make us think that we ain't nothing. But you don't want to get to a point of, why did I get married? You got to think about, why don't I get out of this bad marriage, bad relationship, or a level of post-separation abuse, and why don't I move on and get to where I need to be at and manifest destiny and be the best great guru I can possibly be, or business owner, or what we call executive or C-suite level manager. Those are the things that I want to be able to tell you while we're sitting in my office and we talk about these things, because I've been through it. I had to coach myself, and I ended up getting specialists who helped me as well. And then on top of that, saying, hey, help, SOS, help. Because there's a point where you have to ask for help. You have to get to a point that you express self-love and a level of gratitude that you can get help and be able to talk to somebody and say, hey, oh, I'm out of control. Help. You know, so when we talk about levels of this, and this is the last thing because I don't want to make it too long, I want you guys to understand increasing a level of your assertiveness and asserting what you want, to actively listen, sorry, not sorry, being selfish, and learn to control your emotions, and using I statements. I wanted to go over this part, and this is the last of it, and we're going to get out of here. You guys are able to call the number 515-602-9765, and you can tell me exactly of your situations of what's going on with you guys, and I want to make sure we take the time to do that and also have an after session, after packing session with all of this and everything else. So when we think about the tips to increase our assertiveness, we have to think about, what can we do to be successful and get everything we want out of life? Part of that is manifestation, like I said. So you can't let people walk all over you. Being assertive and telling people what you want is manifestation. So when you think about it, it might seem challenging to those of us who are empaths or not really normally a person who say, hey, what you're doing is getting on my nerves. Hey, what you're doing is affecting my brand. Hey, what you're doing is absolutely despicable and just unfathomable and unconscionable and just completely irreprehensibly equivalent to the worst thing that you could have ever did to someone. So when we think about that, you see how I professionally explain it and said, beep, 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 you got me messed up, F, U, V, E, D, B. It's hard, because especially when it's in the action of it. So that's what I meant by triggers, to trigger yourself to not react. It's easier said than done, because some people will do their best to trigger you, upset you, and provoke and gaslight you. When I say understood you, it means you, me, everybody who's been through that. So when we think about assertiveness, it's crucial to effective communication. If you're too passive or you're too aggressive, you will likely alienate people around you. So you do not want to do that, because you want to receive with open arms. So you got to find a balance, correct? So when we think about this, being assertive always means being direct about your thoughts, opinions, emotions, and beliefs without hurting and harming anybody, but asserting it in such a manner that it begins to receive, abundantly receive, and law of attraction, manifestation, delegation. So when we think about this, you can be likely to alienate people around you if you attract the wrong ones altogether. So in my mindset, I realized, was I actually attracting people who were users or here for clout, or were they there for just, you know, a good time to exploit and then turn around and make a fool out of me? So I had to realize, what was your intent? So we have to learn what people's intentions are in our life. And part of that is manifesting what do you want out of life and making that vision. So when you think about actively listening, the goal is to be assertive and let others understand where you stand at any given time. And the intention is not to change anybody's mind, but to be assertive, which means you understand others' thoughts. And then you think about your opinions. And then you think about, do you understand exactly what I said? Do you understand to listen actively but without responding? But to infer and then decode, encode what I said, and then mirror back what I said so that we could understand that. Then as an individual, where you stand as an individual, implementing the tips that I'm going to give you below, which is actively listening, sorry, not sorry, being selfish, learning to control your emotions and emotional response and emotional reaction, and then using I statements. So the goal here is for you guys to understand it, unpack it, and then begin to change each other's mind. And being assertive means you understand others' thoughts and you respect them as well when you're responding. So when you think about the intention, it's never to change another's mind, but to help them to grow. And the growth model of to understand your perspective. And they might come back and say, hey, You know what? I just thought about what you said. I think I might change my mindset, and I might change exactly what's going on and actually try to go through what you're saying, because I think I understand what you mean. When somebody says, but what do you mean? Okay, well, this is what I meant, X, Y, Z, 3/4, 3/4. And the yes mindset, that maybe I might get a yes. It might be no at first, but my rebuttal and my response, all in how I can get you to my depth of perception. So when we think about this, we can change someone's mind and what they're saying. If you're always thinking about changing their mind, you're going to get a no. You're going to get a wicked no. You're going to get a straight up no. You're going to get a whole no. And no. No. But if you actually do it to the point that you actively listen without trying to respond and try to make them think the way you want them to think, the power of persuasion is sometimes listening and letting somebody respond and saying nothing. So when you think about this, you implement those steps and you reflect on your true intentions. And the intent is not to change someone's mind, but to get them to learn and grow with you and your mindset. And maybe they might change. Because yes, might change. You don't shove an ideal down somebody's throat. You don't try to make somebody do something. You don't try to toxic blame them for their reasonable reaction and their response to your shoving something down their throat. If you talk to them and you show them your perspective or your point of view, guess what? They might actually learn from you. They might respond better. So when you think about actively listening, even in a marriage, same thing. So when you think about in a dating relationship, if you're a girlfriend or you're a boyfriend and you're sitting up there with your boyfriend or your girlfriend or you're thinking with your wife and you're sitting up there saying to yourself, hey, wife, you're not listening to me. Hey, husband, you're not listening to me. So when you think about this, think about your intent. Are you trying to make them listen from the point of childishness? Are you going to have them listen from a point of actively listening to what you have to say in your tone, your presentation, and what you're saying to them? Because after a while, they're going to be like, hold up, who are you talking to? But if you talk to them in a manner that you can manifest a level of listening, do you hear me? Echo, echo. Do you hear me? Can you hear me now? At that point, they've heard you because your tone changed. And how your depth of perception of persuasion and the power of persuasion is actively listening. And sometimes, pipe me down. Say, hey, you have the floor. I'll wait. They might realize that you're listening. But when you think about these things, assertive means you understand that person's thoughts without trying to change their mind. So when you think about sorry, not sorry, about apologizing for everything you do. I used to be the biggest apologist in the world for even apologizing for other people's behavior. But I didn't have to because I was used to always being browbeat about what somebody else was doing and it was wrong. Or if I actually had been browbeat by them or coerced into something by them, then I would apologize for their behavior, but I didn't do nothing wrong. That's because you get trained in that mindset. So you have to get from sorry, not sorry, to saying sorry, not sorry, and stop saying I'm sorry every time somebody does something wrong. Or if you have stood up for yourself and somebody tries to make you feel bad, you have to say, look, I don't feel sorry about this. I'm sorry, not sorry. I meant what I said. I said what I said. So when you think about this, you truly understand that sorry, not sorry, even if you do make something or someone feel uncomfortable, you have to think about something that you value or what you don't say sorry about or don't have to say I'm sorry about. Sometimes it means that the intention is never to change someone's mind, but I'm not sorry about what I said. I said what I said. And if you want to listen, that's fine. If you don't, push in your seat, get up, and leave. It's just as simple, because I'm not going to argue with a fool. The fool will beat you down with experience. So why argue with the fool? And I pity the fool is what it's called. So when you get to that point, you have to say to yourself, you know what? I'm not going to rise to the occasion to get to where you're at. If you want to go down low, then I'll go high. If you want to go high, then I'm going to go down a little lower, but I'm going to go around you, and I'm going to go back high. Think about that. You learn how to begin to manifest not arguing with people who are foolish and willing to do everything and anything to make you look like one. So I wanted you guys to understand that from the sorry, not sorry. And do something respectfully. And it's never wrong to advocate for something or yourself or as a patriot for things that are right, as long as you do it respectfully and you do it within a level of civil orderness. But if sometimes you have to act bad, talk dirty, and tell people exactly, I'm sorry, not sorry for what I said, but I said what I said, and it was for the right reason. And my heart and my intentions were pure. So when we think about this, that is something that we have to manifest. Now, on to the next thing, being selfish. This is not being Uncle Scrooge and a miser. It just means that people have to stop worrying about people all the time. So you don't have to worry about taking care of somebody else. Take care of yourself. And as long as it's not affecting others that are around you, then worry about yourself and yourself only. But if it's becoming a level of detriment to your family or your life or your marriage or your relationship, then that becomes start taking care of yourself and others and begin to look at that from that. So when you think about that, if certain people don't like you or what you stand for, there's those people who you don't want in your life. So look at your values and look at your compass and the direction that you're going in. And then what you're uncomfortable with doing something you don't value, say it. And don't say, I'm sorry. Say, I don't go along with this. It's not what I want. And I purely, it will not go along to get along in this instance because it is doing this, X, Y, Z, 3/4, 3/4, and here we are. So when you think about this, the more you advocate for yourself and others and begin to look at the value of yourself and speak up and not be careless in your speaking, but to begin to be stress-free and establishing and advocating for yourself, manifesting the law of attraction, and then the experiences that you will be able to take on and the learning from obstacles that get manifested or forced onto you, and you begin to go around those obstacles, manifest the law of attraction and abundance and go from scarcity to, I can get around this. I'll be all right. Yeah, I had me a moment. I had me a moment, but guess what? I came back better than ever. I took some time off, and I came back to present to you guys the way I normally do. So when we think about this, learn to control our emotions. Whew. This is last but not least, y'all. This last leg of this race here. I'm saying something. In a natural instinct, this would apply. Y'all are hearing me chuckle a little bit because in a normal instinct and a normal outlook of how life is and the way life was before COVID, before life went to heck and back, and all of our lives went to, like, are you serious? Before our lives all went to this point, we all had our lives together until COVID. Yeah, I said it. Sorry, not sorry. For this presidency prior, before we got a good president and a good vice president, yeah, our lives were normal. And so we had to embrace the abnormal that upheaved all of our lives. So all of us are now on the downward slope of complete, total anarchy, disorder, dysfunction, and all of us are now sitting up here shell-shocked like, we survived. We survived. You know? So we all have to get to this point. We learn how to control our emotions. All of us, including me. We have all been in 4 years, it feels like 10 years, a decade of abuse. And we're all just like, we made it. Help. You know, so when you're seeing a psychiatrist, psychologist, and some people might have Trump derangement syndrome, some of us might have situational depression. If you're going to go see a doctor, a therapist, life coach, health coach, wellness coach, and you're also seeing a coach about COVID, and you're seeing all these different things, and you might be diagnosed with anxiety, traumatic PTSD, levels of things that you never had before, it's okay to say, okay, mental health has to come into play. A lot of us have to see someone because, I mean, 4 years have taken a toll on all of it. And then some of us who were already dealing with chaotic lives that were dysfunctional behind closed doors, nobody knew about Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde behind closed doors, or Dr. Jekyll, Mrs. Hyde behind closed doors, then we just didn't know. So when we're talking about levels of multi-layers of things that happen, we have to learn to control our emotions, to be more assertive, and control our emotions and our emotional triggers, or those that go out their way to trigger us and create obstacles for us to manifest past the levels of grief, upset, and reactive abuse syndrome that y'all see me in. So I want you guys to understand you have to be relaxed, keep yourself even toned, even keeled, and then be mindful of your body language and how you sound and what you sound like. And I went back and looked at some of those lives, and I was like, okay, bro, I was angry. I was upset. And me and our unpack session, the last time that we talked, we sat down and we talked about it. They were like, how are you feeling right now? I was like, do you really want a one-word answer? Do you want me to explain to you that there's indescribable will be the best word? And I'm trying to move towards the point of manifestation of ascension from a level of complete pure anarchy and animosity and hostility. They were like, wow. I was like, yeah, that's exactly how I feel right now. But they were like, it's good that you're, like, actually talking about it and you're able to talk about it calmly. I was like, yeah, because I had to realize for my health, I'll end up dead from, like, a level of anarchy, animosity, upset, and anger and uproar that I've had because I've been so mad and it's affecting my health, my vital signs. So when I tell you guys that it's important, imperative to sit down, relax, and begin to manifest a level of self-care, self-love, and receive with arms wide open when somebody says, hey, I've seen you angry plenty of times. What's wrong? What's been going on? Yeah, I have an intimate partner violence, post-separation abuse, coercive control, provoked gaslight, wealthy, well-connected, narc situation, and it has affected my business and it's affected the way I react. And people are like, wow, I can't believe you just came forward and said that. And I was like, well, because I want you guys to know what was going on, because it's affecting my business. It's affecting my brand re-rollout, and this is like the first and third, fourth, fifth time that this is going on, and I'm tired of having to explain to people why I'm acting like this, because I'm tired, and I'm sick of it, and there's no result. And I'm at the point of we got to get lawyers, federal, civil, criminal, county, and I have to get this done because it's affecting my brand. So when I went back live with you guys and I told you guys about that, I told you guys in the best professional manner that I could. And, you know, when we talk about I statements, we can't force something and somebody doesn't respect us. We can't expect somebody to we can't force them to respect us, but you will respect me, whether you like it or not, because I haven't done anything for you not to respect me. And if you feel that it's okay to be disrespectful, completely complicit in the levels of detriment to business model, business growth, and things like that, it shows me that I'm doing something and I'm tickling your demons. So at that point, I had to get okay with some people who don't have respect for me based on what somebody told them or their depth of perception of what they saw or coming in and seeing reactive abuse syndrome. So I want you guys to see that and understand that and see this documentary in real time. So with that being said, a great way to, at the end of this, is the I statement. To greatly fully communicate or your needs is an I statement. And an I statement allows you to say, avoid using the word you before expressing I feel, I think, I get, I am, I will, I am becoming. So it's a few examples of how to use. And as with any skill, assertiveness and things like that, you have to think about taking practice and it takes time. It takes time to manifest that. And it also takes everything you need to accomplish in and of itself a change and a habit change. What do we say? 21 days to go and get that habit change to happen. So having a gratefulness, mindfulness journal and things like that, the things that I'll be putting up on the website, you've already seen the Grateful Journal on Talk Radio Diva, IMCC Coaching, TeamWorld.online, as well as Don Diva Coaching, then you'll understand that it's important to do that. So when you call 833-IMCC for IMCCcoaching.com and IMCC.com, 833 for my appointments for Don Diva Coaching, 833 book me too for TeamWorld.online for children, adolescents, young adults. When you go and book your appointments at IMCCcoaching.com, DonDivaCoaching.com, TeamWorld.online, and IMCC for your specialty appointments, you know what we're all about and what our brand is all about. So cash ask us with a webinar, gifts in kind at IMCC Coaching, Don Diva Coaching, TeamWorld Online, and that's dollar sign in front, and Talk Radio Diva for the radio station, for our talk radio station. So again, those numbers are 833-IMCC. And that is for IMCC.com and IMCC Coaching, 833 for my appointment, and that's for Don Diva Coaching, and then 833 Book Me Too, and that is for TeamWorld.online and Destination Motivation Mindset Team Worlders. So, again, I want you guys to book on the website, and then for the Cash App, for the web offerings and time, for the webinars and things like that, it's dollar sign IMCC Coaching, Don Diva Coaching, and TeamWorld Online and Talk Radio Diva. Each one of those donations actually go to the business growth, and charitable contributions we'll be doing for the community to serve the community far and large and near and wide and things like that, and international and domestic and foreign. So I want you guys to understand that, because I plan on making sure these businesses go international. And then also I want to be able to have life coaches on, and plus we'll be doing life coach school here soon. And I want you guys to understand how to do that and create your own coaching business. So I'll have a webinar on all that. So this is it. I wanted to make sure that we did everything in the best integrity to our best entirety. I hope you guys really did like it. You may call 515-602-9765. I do appreciate anybody and everybody that attended the live. And thank you so much for you guys attending today. And again, at us at IMCC Coaching, Don Diva Coaching, IMCC, .com, and make sure teamworld.online, and make sure that you guys go and send a donation for IMCC Coaching, dollar sign Don Diva Coaching, dollar sign TeamWorld Online, dollar sign Talk Radio Diva for the radio station that keeps our doors open. And I thank everybody for their charitable contributions and also their donations. And you can do it 1 month, or you can do it one time on talkradiodiva.com, and check out our calendars. And those are for Talk Radio Diva, Don Diva Coaching, IMCC Coaching, and TeamWorld Online. And then on top of that, the gratitude journals are there for sale. So this is in conclusion. Thank you so much, Heart. I'm going to take you guys out of here with our levels and depth of closing out. Heart, everybody have a nice day. I love you all. Take care.